It's worth noting the intimacy of this particular portrait, how physically close we feel that we are to Jack Paris. So close, as a matter of fact, that the top of his head has been cropped out by the framing of the photograph. No doubt Dilbeck used a wide-angle lens, or at the very least, got very close to this individual in order to make this portrait. And that is almost always a virtue in making environmental portraits. Nothing is more off-putting in some regards, not in the sense of being insulting, but in the sense of being distancing, than having a portrait made with a long lens from a photographically safe distance. If we want to know this person, if we want to have a visual and viewing relationship with the truck farmers that Perry Dilbeck is attempting to show us, this kind of photographic approach is more likely to succeed than if he had made a distant image. Now, in the project in its entirety, there may be a perfectly acceptable reason to have a picture of this individual out in the field or standing next to some tools from a distance. But the intimacy of this particular image brings us in contact with him, along with the direct eye contact that we see, in a way that makes him so approachable, so accessible, perhaps even a little intimidating, because we can feel ourselves inside our comfort zone in terms of distance. But photographically speaking, it definitely works, because we are right there with this individual, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, intimately getting to know him. And in fact, that may be one of the best uses of photography in this regard, because it's quite honestly much safer to be intimate with the photograph than it may be to be this close to the individual, a proximity that culturally most of us would find disquieting.